It's the weed time now. So you nailed it.
Oh, is it? Oh, free pass.
No, yeah.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Yeah. That's acceptable to me. See, some guys are like, oh, I'm a 420 purist. You got to meet me by the tree at 418 with the blunt already rolled so that we can have the lighter ready and be ready to go. I'm like, bro, if it's 429 and I look at the clock, I'm like, first two digits, good enough. Smoke it up.
Look, if you're not already high enough that 431 is just 42011, then you fucked up somehow. Like, that's that right. Still counts.
If you're not running late to 420, are you really a stoner? Like, let's be real. Although, I'll be honest, like, I hate running late so bad, and I've often had this thought, like, I've got to be the most punctual stoner in the world. I show up 15 minutes early to everything. I'm getting high in my car for those 15 minutes, but I'm early. I'm there.
Yeah. Your presence. That's just your self-care time. You need, like, the 15 minutes in the car to center yourself.
Look, you're looking down at the joint that you're about to light, and you're like, I see you. I hear you. You're valid. I'm going to smoke you.
That's what I said to the blunt that I was holding the time I got pulled over while I was actively smoking a blunt in my van. I was driving through this like recently constructed, like all the houses look the same kind of subdivision in Pittsburgh that had opened up a route that was slightly faster to get to my parents' house if you were kind of lenient about which stop signs you followed. But it like nobody was living there yet really. So I was like, fuck it. This place is basically abandoned. I can speed through here. And I blew through a stop sign and the cop, he had me roll down my window and he was like, we've been getting complaints about this stop sign, you know, blah, blah, blah. Otherwise I wouldn't even have pulled
then,
you
then,
over.
Then remove
yeah,
it.
I was like, get rid of it. Yeah,
people are complaining exactly. about it.
But the whole time I'm holding this, like most of a blunt, like I've just lit this blunt about a minute and a half ago and I'm still smoking it. I'm trying to like frantically put it out with just my left hand in that little like area that holds stuff in the driver's side door. So it's directly under his nose. And he looks at me as I'm frantically trying to do this. And he's like, you all right? You're shaking.
You're shaking. Cause you were like moving your arm and he just saw your shoulder like gyrating or something.
What did he not smell weed?
I have no fucking idea. And I had to just be like, oh, you know,
maybe he got COVID and lost his sense of smell.
I get nervous when I get pulled over.
There are a lot of cops who don't get vaccinated.
Well, this was in Pittsburgh years ago. So this had, you know, it was pre-COVID. But he might have also just not really gave a shit because Pittsburgh had a few years prior decriminalized pot within the city limits.
Hell yeah.
And I was like a quarter mile inside the city limits when I got pulled over.
Oh, beautiful.
That's called the one
like,
drop
that's like
rule.
Smoking up at 423. Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's one drop of you inside the city limits, it's fun and easy and legal.
You're saying if you take
foot,
a piss...
dry foot be a better... I don't know.
Todd, are you saying if you take a piss like right across the city limits and then a mile away you're smoking weed, you're like, check the DNA of that puddle of piss that's by the stop sign currently.
Yeah,
I think you'll find it checks out.
Puddle of piss, that's my new late 90s, early 2000s butt rock cover band.
Fuck yeah.
We twist it around so it's all about self-love and solidarity. We have our hit covers, She Fucking Loves Me.
Usually nice. We play that one and get kicked out of the bar, so we haven't thought of a second cover to do yet, but I'm sure we'll have some good ideas.
We'll figure something out. I've been really working on my, what's the Nickelback guy's name? Chad Kroeger voice, so you know.
Chad Kroeger voice is Alex Jones' voice, but with like, you know, pitch, right?
Yeah, with a little melody.
Basically.
With a, like a soul for Alex Jones.
No Democrats. Joe Biden's a demon. Yeah.
With arms wide open. They're turning the fucking frogs gay.
He's welcoming immigrants into this country with arms wide open.
Alex Jones in a, like a Bush cover band, like Glycerine. They're putting it in the fucking water.
You know, Alex Jones does like, because I've heard people say that Trump seems like if he was poor, he would be a used car salesman, like a manager or something. I feel like if Alex Jones was poor, he would be like a hardcore singer. Like he would be like always, because he's always shirtless and really red, and his skin is like, he's fat, but he's kind of leathery. Like he looks like he'd be screaming into the mic really loud for a song and then stage diving.
Maybe.
And knocking someone over.
I feel like if Alex Jones, he's one of those rare dudes where if he wasn't famous, he would still be doing the exact same thing he's doing just for an audience of like nine people. Because like Alex Jones isn't one of those guys I think who's like putting it on. I think he's just one of those guys who like just happens to be the perfect mix of like countercultural and also completely off base 99% of the time, that like very, very wealthy or powerful people have no trouble being like, yeah, he should be out there. He should be receiving grant money or like airtime. Like, talk about what Alex Jones said on CNN. Talk about it on MSNBC.
The theory, they love it. Plausible theory that I ever heard about Alex Jones was that like, he's been like on the cutting edge of a lot of stuff. He just uses hyperbole in a way where he like kind of connects dots about something that like he knows is right, but he does it in a way that he puts it in like the context of like aliens or like conspiracies just too much, where like he's got a point about like Bohemian Grove shit or like, you know, Project for a New American Century, 9/11, you know, the Stephen Paddock shooting, shit like that. He's got a point. And he's got a point about like elites, you know, fucking eating children or whatever. But he like strings it. His thoughts are like, he can't get the thoughts out of his head in like a way that actually makes sense. So well, he just relies on shouting.
He's haunted by them, right? Like you're saying he's not a stopped clock kind of figure where it's like, if you believe enough conspiracies, eventually you'll just believe some shit that is like a matter of fact.
No, but he's got like 20 clocks that are all stopped on different times.
Right. Beijing, yeah. Paris, yeah, exactly. That planet Mars. That L. Ron Hubbard invented in Dianetics. And Alex Jones is just like, he has perfect unitive knowledge of all the conspiracies, but unfortunately it's resulted in such a cluttered and contradictory mind palace that he's basically like a babbling oracle. He has no ability to communicate rationally for more than about 6 seconds at a time.
So what he needs is like, he needs like an assistant to like translate. Instead of like having somebody doing American Sign Language next to him on his broadcasts, they just need to like overdub him with somebody who can translate the crazy shit he's saying.
Right. Like Alex Jones is like freaking out, slamming the table and tearing his shirt off and screaming, and all you hear is like soothing ASMR voice that's like, you need to buy Sheeb coin.
I was also imagining it being exactly that right. The like TikTok robot voice where he's screaming like, Joe Biden's a demon, and then she's like, Joe Biden is an evil human. He he will eat children if given the chance. Not literally eat, but you know what I mean.
Thousands of millions of children have been crushed under the imperialism and war machines propped up by Mr. Biden. Mr. Jones here is being figurative in the highest sense of the word.
What's interesting about Jones is like, somebody's got to be feeding him. Like he obviously has sources, right?
For ayahuasca.
And,
yes.
Correct. Yeah. No, he's obviously got sources. And I think probably some of those sources do a good job, like, because he's been right about like a weirdly large amount of stuff, but then there's the shit like the Sandy Hook shooting where it's just like, yeah, you're probably the source that you got that from is probably some sort of like FBI or CIA handler.
So he's just equal parts, right? Like he's equal parts like real like anti, you know, intelligence agency kind of researchers and stuff, sources that like are really have good in their hearts, and then he's like another equal part is like weird right-wing conspiracy moms who think that like corn syrup cures cancer and shit, and then the other third is federal agents themselves posing as the other two types, telling him like, you need to harass the parents of children who died in a school shooting.
I think that math about
what if
adds
the
up.
Parents themselves are crisis actors.
What if
the children were real? What if the children were real, but their parents were crisis actors? Huh?
What if Alex Jones is living through that anime movie Paprika that they ripped off when they made Inception?
Oh, and that's
it's
a
all
great movie.
Just a dream within a dream, which would tie into the Alex Jones cinematic universe when he was featured in Waking Life, which is just a series of dreams from thing to thing, in which he features prominently before he was a national figure.
He's still in some ways on the level of one of those dreams. He never left.
Yes. He just keeps moving between wavelengths. So he, Alex Jones, is carried onto every mental. He's like Freddy Krueger, who doesn't kill you in your sleep. He just brings you incomprehensible information from other people's dream world. So like, you wake up one morning after Alex Jones has visited you, and it's like, yeah, you're like a Bernie-crat, but now you're also a QAnon person. And you don't have a choice. That's just how it is now. Buckle up, fucko. You're into Q. Like,
wait, so does that mean we're all in Alex Jones's dream, or that Alex Jones like visits dream world and then returns to our world with knowledge of the dream?
We all are inhabitants of Alex Jones's incredibly intricate mind palace. And if we could even for a moment understand the architecture, it would flay our minds like an otherworldly horror.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's like 14 dimensions of interconnectedness. That's why he makes so many connections that don't make sense, because he's seeing in 14 dimensions.
Right.
We can't really comprehend it.
Alex Jones is operating on, what's the TV Tropes article that's appropriate here? Orange and blue morality, where it's like, it's not even black and white. They're just using standards that are not even comprehensible to us. They're just detached from what our experience of aliveness even is.
Well, speaking of something that Alex Jones got right, which is that Joe Biden is a demon. Apparently Joe Biden is weighing the nuclear option on Russia, which surprisingly does not involve nuclear weapons.
Yeah, I so feel wait, like that's wait, like a bit, that metaphor doesn't quite work.
He says,
Joe Biden's like, we're going to take Russia down to the fucking Sbarro and give them a fucking nuclear option.
I'm taking them behind the gym.
They're talking about disconnecting Russia from the SWIFT payment system in case they invade Ukraine, which is basically just doing financial sanctions on Russia.
Interesting. And here's the thing about the whole Russia Ukraine thing is, it's like, I don't know if Russia should be invading Ukraine, but also like, isn't Ukraine like the most openly neo-Nazi state in Europe, possibly in the world?
They're
right now,
they're pretty fascist from what I understand. Yeah, and it's interesting how much our government loves them.
Yeah,
I mean it makes like, sense.
Everybody is like, it sucks because the right wing shits themselves about like Hunter Biden's involvement with Ukrainian business firms. And then if you bring that up, people are like, what are you, a conservative? And I'm like, no, but like, those are Nazis. You know that, right? Like, he went and worked for Goebbels and Himmler for a little while, and everybody is like, what's on his laptop?
The mainstream political operatives in the U.S. really have like an incredible knack for like finding small details of like much larger and much more horrifying things.
When Hunter Biden was interviewing for his job as a Gestapo officer, he berated a barista who corrected him on how to say the drink sizes at Starbucks. Is this a national crisis?
Yeah, it's like the thing that bugs them is that a different, more qualified person should have been working for the gas company of a fascist government, not the fact that Americans are just going abroad to work for fascist governments.
Did you guys see that Ben Garrison launched his own line of NFTs?
No, but I did see the Ben Garrison Australia comic recently, which is straight up furry vor porn. Like, straight up, that is exactly what
it is.
Let
me see this.
100%. I didn't see that one.
Ben Garrison Australia.
Yeah,
what's he got against Australia?
Oh my god, holy shit.
It's an all-timer.
What?
Oh, all-timer. Yeah.
I did see this one.
Oh my god.
Let us out. Help, please. Oh man, the little zip.
This is like that, like that Amy Klobuchar one where she's wearing a diaper and she swallows, I think it's Tulsi Gabbard, and poops her out into the diaper.
Oh my god, there's so much fucking eating and pooping with him.
Was that drawn by Ben?
No, that
Ben
wasn't
Garrison?
Ben Garrison. That was like literal fetish art.
Yeah, that's was actually so like a vor artist. And this is like, yeah, basically the same thing.
You know, how much do you have to get paid? Like, it's also so specific to like, every part of this is pathos. The face of the kangaroo is the shape of the continent of Australia.
That's a little weird.
It's wearing
a nice Nazi
armband.
Yeah. Oh, I also love in the background, Ayers Rock is being injected with the world's largest syringe. It's just like, even the rocks themselves have to be injected. Every inch of the continent is being injected.
These fucking blue fascists are vaccinating the goddamn ground. They're salting the earth with Moderna. I don't even know, like, it would be something if there was like even a cogent point being made with any of his details, but like, nah, I don't know. I'm not gonna dissect Ben Garrison.
No, but
that's
okay,
just a descent into madness.
He's selling something called bean boopers.
Okay. What?
So for low price of $800 at the very, that's the low end. All right. For the very low price of $800, you can own a, I don't know if they're procedurally generated or if he drew them individually, but they are just a jelly bean with a face on it.
What?
You say you don't know if they're procedurally generated. That's always like a bad sign. If it's like, yeah, we got a drawing here. It might be generated by a computer, but it's possible a human actually drew it. Yeah, you can. It's yours for only $1,000.
They look like utter dog shit.
It's a brat sticker for crypto bros. Yeah.
It's insane.
How do I find these? Just Ben Garrison NFTs?
Yeah, just search Ben Garrison NFT.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Oh, graphics.com.
The funniest part is that they're $800. If that's not a signal that this shit is, they call it a top signal, right? Top signal is unfortunately not a signal that you're about to get top, but a signal that we're at the top of the bull market and that things are about to like shit the bed. If this is not a top signal, I don't know what is.
Holy shit. I mean, I didn't find the NFTs that you're talking about, but I did find the Ben Garrison collection on OpenSea. And if you want to own a Ben Garrison original digital, it's so stupid to even say it out. If you want to own one of these dumb fucking things, they're all 0.085 Ethereum, which is like $3,500.
Yeah. I mean, depends what cartoon, because if it's a good comic, I don't know. Like if it's like Vore, because that's the thing. I was reading an article about how they have all these like procedurally generated NFT projects, and like there'll be like crypto punks where it's like 8-bit little avatars that are like different like punk 8-bit characters, and there's an article basically saying like the ones that are like black or women cost less than their white male counterparts.
Oh my god. Like I can't even stomach that people are trying to have this conversation in the fucking cryptocurrency arena. Like we're gonna have a financial revolution and bring gender equality to pictures of dogs. I don't understand what's supposed to be happening.
Yeah, look, John, rules. If there's not one of those apes that's also a trans woman, we have failed as a species. I want a trans ape to give to my friends.
Yeah, we need to get a proletarian ape and a CIA agent ape like thinking for representation.
Now, like, the CIA agent also be a cisgender millennial with mental health issues? Because that's really going to be important to have that kind of representation.
Well, they've been trying to turn this stuff into like more than just like stupid ass things on the internet as well. Like they have a show now apparently on YouTube that looks like a bad Flash animation that is like a bunch of the NFT monkeys who have like monkey adventures together, which is just
it looks like a spy show or something, like monkey spies.
Yeah, but come on. Like
yeah, where is this going?
And there's also there's like Hit Monkey is out, which looks like it has pretty good production value, and it, I don't think is related to NFTs in any way. And then like something that looks like it would have been bad in 2009 as a Newgrounds animation is trying to compete with that and like legitimize the crypto market. Like I don't know, it's so funny because crypto bros have like all the same outlets for legitimizing the shit they do as like I did when I was an independent intelligent dance music producer when I was 21, which hell is to say you basically make a bunch of accounts on a bunch of websites and then you're like, that's it, we did it. We got it to the people.
That's basically how we did this podcast. This podcast really does actually count as intelligent dance music.
Yeah, but that's true. Yeah, every so often I just make a beeping noise and then I whir really hard.
Yeah, you guys think I've been a human being, but I'm actually like the most complex LFO ever that's making me say all this stuff. You can't tell the difference.
So yeah, I hope they go nuclear on Russia, but not, figuratively, by disconnecting their access to the world banking. not for any diplomatic reasons, nothing to do with Ukraine. I just don't want Russians stealing, jumping in and beating me to the punch on these Ben Garrison NFTs.
I have to say, it is very funny to use that metaphor in like the one scenario where it is like describing a different thing. It'd be like if someone hit like a base run in baseball and you were like, wow, that was a real home run. And it's like, no,
yeah.
A home run
is
a home run.
Different thing.
There's a specific thing. Yeah, you can use it as a metaphor for anything else, just meaning that was great. But in baseball, you kind of got to say what it. You can't say it was a home run if it wasn't actually a home run.
Speaking of calling things a different thing than what they are, I wanted to talk about an article that I found in Futurism.com.
Futurism.com, notably very good at predicting things that will happen in the future.
That's true. Spot on every
single time.
And Futurism, a field of study and artistic endeavor, famously not almost entirely comprised of fascists. So, you know, some food for thought, I guess, if it was, but it isn't. Don't look up Italy's history.
Have you heard of reactionaries? These guys are reacting to things that ain't even happened yet.
These guys have reaction YouTube channels. You should really check them out.
They're so reactionary. They're pro-actionary.
Activision. Anyway, so this Futurism article is saying scientists say they caught China successfully changing the weather. Making it rain.
Caught them in 4K.
They caught them.
Yeah.
It only adds 10 pounds.
We've had this technology for decades. Google DARPA weather machine.
Yeah.
Do it.
That's exactly
Google
right.
DARPA weather machine. Google it.
So according to the South China Morning Post, researchers say that during the Chinese Communist Party's centennial celebration over the summer, weather authorities successfully modified the weather above Beijing to clear the sky and reduce pollution for the tens of thousands gathered for a commemorative ceremony in Tiananmen Square. They cleared the sky and reduced the pollution. And let me be clear, reduced the pollution so that people could have a good time in Tiananmen Square. And then your idea is like, okay, slap a header on that that says scientists caught China changing the weather.
We snuck into their house and they were changing the weather.
How do you reduce the pollution? Do you like push the pollution somewhere else, or does it just go away?
So they're using something called cloud seeding technology, which I've heard about in passing a few times before. And according to this article, involves shooting silver iodide particles into the clouds with the idea of attracting water droplets to the clouds to modify the weather.
So they're just making it rain.
They're making it rain,
They make it rain, and then that gets particles out of the air that cause pollution.
Yeah, and then they probably go right into the groundwater, which is neither here nor there.
That's probably bad. That's probably fine, actually.
Probably fine. Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It's no long-term solution, but
it goes back to the earth.
Yeah, it enters the nitrogen cycle. I don't know. Right. My understanding of ecology stops at fourth grade.
The nitrogen cycle is what I call the motorcycle that I've added Fast and the Furious style NOS to, and I'm about to jump over the sewage canal in my neighborhood.
Hell yeah. Well, and contributing to that sewage canal might have been China, because according to this article, we shouldn't even be shocked, because this is not the first time China has used this technology. It used it as early as the months leading up to the 2008 Beijing Olympics. So this is technology that seems to have been in use in one form or another since I was in high school. So, am I supposed to be scared of this? You know, like,
it's also very funny. They're like, they're afraid that the Chinese military might use it for nefarious ends, even though the U.S. military has been trying to make it rain since 1967. So maybe China's just better at doing science than us, is the takeaway from this, I think.
Damn, no. Did the United States get outclassed in an engineering discipline by China? That's incredible. Tell me how that could happen. It's almost like they have a much better education system than we do. Oh, wow.
I mean, is our military comprised like head to toe of fascist morons who wouldn't know science if it bit them in the face? No, that can't be it. It has to be that they have a secret pact with aliens or something.
That's right.
While American schools are teaching how to do alchemy in Minecraft, Chinese schools are teaching how to tie knots. I don't know.
I mean, a knot is more useful for real life than even the most complex Minecraft tool, I guess, is the takeaway.
Yeah. So, I mean, this article is like very confused because it's also trying to kind of tout the utility of this technology. It's like, it might be used as a potential solution for mega droughts of the not so distant future, but it hasn't been successful for long enough to measure how it affects natural weather patterns. So never mind its impact on climate change. And it's like, buddy, I don't care what country you're writing this article from. If you're not in China, you're not in the country that's doing the most to fight climate change right now. And you even said that this could be used to ease some of the problems caused by climate change when you reference the mega drafts of the not so distant future. So there's this weird like dual attitude that I've been seeing a lot in reporting on China, especially in articles or in publications that tout themselves as being kind of like more engineering based, like popular science, futurism, whatever, where it's like, yes, China's bad, but also all the best technology is coming from China. What an interesting conundrum.
I don't know. I wouldn't say the best technology because because you can get like cheap electronics from there, but they're not going to last. That's well, the only problem.
It's not consumer because, goods. I'm but talking that's the about thing, like, because, infrastructure. Because, like,
China punks us by selling us the worst shit and they keep the best shit for themselves. Which,
yeah, they're like, okay.
Total Sigma grind set move.
Same thing my weed dealers always did. And they're like, okay, you can have these cheap electronics. We're going to hold on to the cloud seeding technology and the massive hydroelectric dams that are hyper modern.
And we're like, cool, I can't wait to smoke this stuff. It's going to be great. Hey, why is yours so much better?
I love smoking my cheap Chinese electronics. That's my favorite thing to just roll up. You guys ever just get a netbook and just roll that shit right up? It's just $115 right down the tubes.
So speaking of something that I would like to roll up and smoke, apparently
right.
Matt Gaetz has just said that if 2 hours ago at a press conference that if Republicans win the House in the 2022 midterms, he will quote move to install Trump as Speaker of the House.
Really?
Wait a minute. That's like, not how you like, become Speaker of the House.
I guess apparently there's some loophole where like the Speaker in the House can just be a guy. They can just be like, okay, you off the street.
I think I did read about the Speaker of the House now. Yeah,
I think they get it's a job. Like you get a salary, I think. But like, so they could just make it anybody. That's why the libs were like fantasizing that it would be like Pelosi would install Hillary Clinton as
I was going to say I remember Lib being
in a
like,
line of succession.
Yeah, yeah, Obama should be Speaker of the House or like Hillary, like just really trigger everyone.
Nobody actually wants that job. Like who would want that job?
Nobody.
I mean, I'd take it if they offered it to me. I would immediately be like,
if you weren't already in Congress.
Yeah, just I'm going to, you know, pass the communist legislation until they kick me out. It probably is like one week, a
decent amount of damage, yeah. But you'd have to get them to pick you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd bring in a stink bomb too, maybe. Like they're all pretty old people, so they would, you know, they wouldn't even notice it for a while and then it would get really stinky.
I would definitely not detonate anything. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's
what you wouldn't want to do.
So apparently they elect the speaker at the beginning of each new Congress by a majority of the representatives elect from candidates separately chosen by the majority and minority party caucuses. So I guess it's like conventional to make it a member of Congress, but the parties can just appoint anybody. So I guess if you were in Congress and you wanted to railroad Congress into making, I don't know, let's say Vermin Supreme, the Speaker of the House, you could do it. If you had strong enough party unity in either party to be like, okay, we got to get this guy with a boot on his head to... God help me, I do not know what the Speaker of the House does. Trade stocks? That's what Nancy Pelosi does.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like if they offered Trump the job, he would just be like, no, I don't want this.
I was going to say, it's hard to imagine him wanting... Yeah, like that's a job where you don't really get to do anything fun. Because as president, clearly the most fun he had was like traveling on the plane, going to foreign countries where everyone would like salute him
and do
big events.
I could be windsurfing like Obama. I could be off. I could be off in Barbados windsurfing. But you want me here? You want me in the stuffy building? Fuck this. I'm out.
Yeah, he's living on his own private resort right now, playing golf every day. He doesn't want to go back to Washington and like hang out with a bunch of losers.
Well, no, I mean that's the thing. Everyone's talking about him running for president again in 2024, and while I do think it's likely, I gotta wonder, like, is he just gonna repeat the exact same thing he did the first time, which is that like it didn't even really seem like he wanted it after a while, and then he got it because he had built up all this fervor around himself. And is he just going to get like dragged back into the game? And he's like, I thought I was out, but they keep pulling me back in.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like Trump somehow missed the boat on like stand-up comedy, because that's really all he wants to do. Is he wants to like go on the road and have his fans show up and do riffs and bits. Like he has like an hour that he does every night. It feels like he would do the same bits. He always like loves to let the crowd get involved and yell.
Oh, yeah.
Like he doesn't really want to do anything political. He just wants to like hang out with people and get attention. So I feel like he should just do that.
Yeah, he needs to tighten up his act. He needs to get a tight five going, maybe eventually turn it into a tight 10. You know, you get on the right slots, you got the right connections. He already does, kind of. So I'm just going to come out and say it. I think Donald Trump would succeed on the comedy circuit. I don't know if that's controversial.
I think he could probably sell a special to Netflix for a couple $1 million. Oh, I think people would be very interested.
Lathe of God that into existence, because I bet I'm going to turn on my fucking Netflix next week and they're going to be like, the president was banned from Twitter, but you couldn't ban him from the Apollo Theater.
And then Hillary Clinton tries to put out a comedy special and it's like the least funny comedy special that's ever existed. It's like less funny than Nanette.
I mean, she really did try to do that kind of when she was doing all those little TikTok things, you know, Pokemon Go to the polls, chilling in Cedar Rapids. That's an all-time classic.
Yeah.
But she could never like keep it up for more than like a moment, like the perfunctory, like Democrat, you have to do this. You have to try and engage with the youth and get the youth vote by doing dumb shit. Whereas like Trump would just like send off like 900 tweets in a row and then smash a box of chicken nuggets and go to bed. Like,
yeah, and then the next morning he had a dream about like his next 100 tweets and like 10 minutes of his act he's gonna do. Like a pilot popped into his head for a show he might start working on, starring him and Baron when they fight crime, you know, all that kind of stuff.
That would rule.
Like, both of those are still better than like what we have now with Joe Biden, where he's basically just has like a consulting firm do all of his tweets for him, and they look like stock, they look like HR emails on Twitter.
Yeah, they're rough. There was also like Chuck Schumer did a tweet that was like a Spotify Wrapped, but it was like all the songs said, "It's a great time for Joe Biden to forgive student loan debt." And it's like, don't you work in the same building as him? Couldn't you like walk 500 feet and be like, "Hey, can you do this? Why are you fucking tweeting about it?"
Yeah, we need like drastic action. We don't need this like mealy mouth bullshit. We need like somebody to bring a carton of eggs into Congress or something like that. I don't
That's
know.
Right.
And make them scrambled eggs, right? Like, show them the value of a good home cooked meal, and then they'll realize the error of their ways.
That's right.
in Minecraft, I guess.
You know, I was thinking like they added a bunch of new features in Minecraft now. So it's like, now you could take Joe Biden to a height of 256. You could take Joe Biden below y equals zero and find some bedrock. You could hang out with Joe Biden and a goat.
I'd like to take that Biden motherfucker to some fucking caves and some fucking cliffs, maybe. Teach him a thing or two about voxels.
Some fucking TNT over here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Put him in an unescapable trap. Trap doors and lava over here.
Did you guys see that headline from the UK that says, this is the one in the Mirror, Queen and Corgi's, quote, risk wolf or bear encounter under Chris Packham's rewild call?
What? Excuse
I know.
Me?
That whole island is fucking disease, I'm telling you.
This headline stopped me in my tracks. The subheadline is, Chris Packham's bid to rewild royal estates has been criticized by Lord Marland in the House of Lords, who questioned what would happen if the queen or her corgis encountered a wolf or bear.
Didn't the queen like disappear? Hasn't the queen disappeared for like the next 6 months or something?
Yeah, this is a cover for that. They're like, what if she's walking around the garden and a wolf eats her corgi? And it's like, meanwhile, she's in the ground, buddy. She's in the fucking ground.
I think by the law of the land, that would make the wolf the new queen.
Yeah, the wolf is her dog now. First wolf of England. I mean, I didn't know that bears and wolves were like a big problem in England either. It was kind of my understanding that there weren't a lot of dangerous animals other than like a few deer on that island.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, it's like I've like read the reporting on this. Like, I've read the words, but they don't quite make sense because England is so insane. But from what I can understand, there's a guy named Chris Packham who's kind of like an environmentalist guy. And he was saying that the royal family, like, they own a ton of estates, which I think are very like manicured, like mowed lawns and stuff.
Right.
And he was saying they should make them more wild, make them more like natural. I'm not sure for what exactly, like to help animals or the environment or whatever.
They should make them more wild, and they should let people in and then hunt them for sport. And if you, if you win, you get your student loan money back.
Yeah. So, I mean, also on this topic, I'm just doing a little Googling. Does England have bears? Bears are thought to have become extinct in the UK in the early medieval period, around 1500 really? Years ago.
So wait, so where are they coming from?
What is he talking about? If they bring in bears, if they bring in bears from Russia.
So I'm also looking at wolves, and it says that there haven't been wolves in England since the reign of Henry VII.
Wait a minute. Lord Marland, how old are you? Did he accidentally reveal that he's a Lich King and he's like 1700 years old? And he's like, well, if they become wild, there'll be suddenly bears there that could eat the queen.
Yeah, like when there's like a really populous island nation like the UK or Japan, I feel like there's so many people packed onto like a small island that it kills off like all the wildlife, and whatever wildlife survives like necessarily has to evolve into like a cuter kawaii version of itself.
Yeah, or like a little raccoon ass bandit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like doesn't the southwest of England, like Cornwall area, have a big problem with hyper aggressive seagulls? Like they just like will steal people's hats and sandwiches and shit right out of their hands.
I saw a news thing recently where a guy, a seagull stole his chip, which I believe is British for French fry.
That's
so
right.
He grabbed the seagull by its feet and beat it against like a concrete wall or something like that.
That's a bit much, don't you think?
No, it stole his chip.
I think it violated the NAP.
I think I saw that headline and also said that it was in front of crying children that he did this, which is really the
children should have been cheering.
Justice for chips.
It's not like, I guess it's not like America over here, because we love our blood sport, don't we, folks?
We sure do. If a seagull tried to take my chip, which to me would be a potato crisp that I would keep in my truck, also known as a lorry, maybe in the boot, also known as a trunk. I would probably shove that gully right in the trunk. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to come up with British slang, and it's like, I'd toss that birdo right up the apples and pears.
I'd drown him in me half pint glass, you know, simple as.
Love chips, love lorries. Eight seagulls.
Eight simple seagulls. As. Yeah, simple ass. Ate them. I mean, when I was a kid, me and my friends went to the beach because we, you know, I grew up near the beach, and we tried to catch a seagull once in a towel. And let me tell you, what a mistake, because we succeeded. And then what do you have? You have an angry bird in a towel. We just let him go. We were like, I don't know what to do here, you know?
Yeah, what would you
Were you
even
planning
do?
To like kill it and roast it? Or you were just like, let's catch it and anything. See what happens?
Yeah. I was like, is there a way to interact with these birds? They don't come down here very much except to steal food.
Yeah. What'd you do? Just like wrap it up bindle style? Like it was like on top and you kind of grabbed all the corners?
So we took turns alternating, laying down completely covered by the towel and then having our friends put hot dog buns on top of the towel.
Oh, there you go. This is the perfect so crime right here.
You could Venus flytrap them and just
you got to bury yourself completely in sand. And then just emerge from the sand, like some sort of sand monster.
Notoriously easy thing to do, just from the sand. Have you seen that thing where it was a viral tweet from a while ago, and it was like, took my boyfriend to the beach, and he just started digging a big hole. People are giving us weird looks. And then they tweeted again later, and they were like, more men have joined him digging the big hole.
Yo, dub.
I think I remember that one. Yeah,
I love that because that's something I've always done. Like, if you take my ass to the beach, you better believe, like, tools or no tools, I'm digging a big ass hole.
Once when I was a kid, I tried to make a full size car out of sand instead of making like a sandcastle. It went surprisingly well.
That makes sense because a car is a pretty compact, structurally sound shape. I imagine the wheels are the biggest trouble. You got to do like a half wheel. So the whole thing.
Yeah. You just kind of have it like
kind of buried. Yeah.
Emerging from the sand.
Right. Like a Monopoly piece that was slapped down too hard.
Exactly.
I can't find the original. I don't think, cause there's so many other tweets about, digging holes in, at the beach.
Twitter moves too fast, especially if the topic is, yeah, like you said, like anything at all that's just like a relatable thing where it's like, men be digging holes at the beach. Yeah. It's like, damn, men sure do be digging holes at the
beach. That's right. We do.
Oh, did you guys see that a Forza Horizon 5 player was banned for 8,000 in-game years for putting Kim Jong-un on a car?
What?
Hell yeah. Wait, but how long is 8,000 that in game years and in like real years?
I have no idea. I'm not a Forza Horizon 5 player and I will never install that game onto my laptop. So I have zero clue exactly how long 8,000 in game years is at all.
I'm not a big, like Forza guy. I like Assetto Corsa. That's a good one. Good kind of realistic racing simulator. I know, I like the Forza games have always looked really good, but they never really, because like, I think one of the things on Forza is that you have to like buy cars from other players. And it's just like, let me just fucking unlock the cars that I want to drive.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this gamified. Like, I play a video game so I don't have to like deal with money shit and capitalism. All right. Why are you putting this into the game?
But take a look at the article that I sent you and take a look at the photo, because the car that he's got is pretty fucking badass. It's like, it looks like it's one of those little three wheel cars, I think, where it only has one wheel in the back.
It's nice.
Got KFC with Kim Jong-un as the general. Hashtag send nukes.
That looks fucking good. That graphic design work is really good.
He put a lot of effort into this, or whoever it was put a lot of effort into this, obviously, and then to get banned for 8,000 in-game years. I should look up that. How long is 8,000 years?
What they should do is Spartacus that shit, where everybody starts uploading that skin now.
Yeah.
they can't ban all of us.
Wait, so which part got him banned? Is it like that it's Kim Jong-un? Is it that like KFC and he has like the Nike logo and stuff? Violate copyright or something?
I think it could be the copyright, but I think it's just that it's Kim Jong-un on the side. I don't think it really has anything to do with intellectual property, because I'm sure if you just slapped a normal KFC logo on there, everybody would be like, hell yeah, the chicken mobile.
Yeah.
But you put fucking Kim Jong-un on there and they're just like, whoa, 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 don't you bring your fucking socialism into my chicken car.
You get this out of here. Only capitalism on the chicken car.
Only capitalism in the chicken car, please. Please keep your hands and feet inside the chicken car and all communism outside.
I like the idea of KFC sponsoring a race car. It's like, and coming around the turn in the number 34 KFC car, it's JPZ.
No one's saying, let's go Brandon here, folks. They're saying, let's go John.
That's right. Well, I was also really happy this past week because Bitcoin completely fucking tanked. It just completely shit itself. And I love it. I love seeing people post a photo of a big line and the line goes down.
What were you telling me before we started? You were buying like a cheese themed crypto?
Yeah, like that's cheese. My new thing. Cheese token.
Well, they've been talking about cheese in the economy in another way. I wanted to bring your attention to this New York Times article that I'm going to post in the chat here. How a cream cheese shortage is affecting New York City bagel shops.
And oh yeah, I saw this.
Jesus. I love a little think piece that's just like, you don't think the economy affects you? What if you can't get a goddamn Neufchâtel spread on your fucking bagel?
Sort of a weird, like the image they're using is a bunch of bowls absolutely stacked with cream cheese, and it's like it doesn't look very short. It looks like they got quite a bit of it. I feel like that's enough for everyone's bagel.
They just use stock photos there, but you've seen how like in delis, they will just have like a giant dish for each type of cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I love that beautiful shit. And yeah. if the supply chain and the actions of the elites are causing this cream cheese shortage, I think, you know, we should finally give them what for, you know. Everything up until this point was fine, but I draw the line at not being able to get my cream cheese and my bagel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the article starts out with pretty alarmist language. We have here, Zabar's is running low. Tompkins Square Bagels is down to sticks. Pick a Bagel has only a few days supply left. All over New York City, bagel makers say a schmear shortage is threatening one of the most treasured local delicacies, a fresh bagel with cream cheese. This is bad. This is very bad, said Pedro Aguilar, a manager at Pickle Bagel Chain, which has several Manhattan locations. On Friday afternoon, Mr. Aguilar said he only had enough cream cheese to last until Monday. And I'm supposed to be like, oh my fucking God, we need to do a coup in Bolivia to get the cream cheese back.
Steal their cows.
We need to do a coup in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Wisconsin cows are happy cows, but not for long. Welcome to the military dictatorship, Wisconsin.
Well, the thing is, if capitalism dictates that somebody needs to just innovate something to fix this problem, right?
Right.
That should work, right? So I would say that there's no problem until somebody's willing to admit that they can't innovate their way out of it.
I mean, I will say, I'm going all the way through this article and I see a lot of owner, manager, owner.
Right.
I don't see one interview that's like, we asked a man on the street how he felt about not being able to get a bagel. So I feel like everyone's getting a bagel just fine. Like maybe you go to one shop and they're out and you go across the street and get it from the deli instead of the specialty bagel shop or whatever.
We asked a man who gets a bagel 3 times a day with extra, extra cream cheese. They look like ice cream sandwiches.
You know what it is? It's the people that own the kulaks that own these businesses. They don't want to pay more for cream cheese. Right.
Right.
Because their workers, they're already paying them the bare minimum. So where does that money come from? It comes out of their own pockets.
Yeah, I mean, they just seem flustered. Also, they're saying like we're going to the stores and the shelves are empty. And I'm like, wait, you run a bagel business and you're buying your cream cheese at like Aldi? You don't have a cream cheese shipment from Gordon Food Services or something, buddy? Like, come on.
So this is where a digital cryptocurrency backed by cheese would be very useful, right? Because once when cheese becomes so scarce that you can no longer buy cheese at a reasonable price, then the cryptocurrency that's backed by cheese skyrockets in price. So it's a great investment. That makes perfect sense to my drug-addled mind.
And then when we finally get to the moon and space exploration is properly established, the whole cheese market is going to get upset by the fact that the moon is 100%
it's gonna be crazy.
Green cheese.
How about instead of cream cheese, why don't we dream cheese?
Why don't we fucking dream some cheese?
I dream in cheese, yeah.
Well, speaking of living your dream, I'm seeing an article here that just says that apparently while the president had COVID.
Oh, yeah.
No, not the current president. I'm sorry. President.
The real president.
President Tunt. Yeah. He ordered some McDonald's.
Why is this news?
I don't know why this is just coming out now, but apparently he had McDonald's ordered too. I don't know. Here's the thing is like, the amazing thing about the political climate in the United States is that like for both Republicans and Democrats, Donald Trump is still the president. And like the quirks of what he does are still the minutiae of political discussion because it distracts from the fact that Joe Biden has been dead for days. He fell to his death off the cliffs of Dover hugging the queen in a lover's embrace.
They're not allowed to report on like the minutiae of the Biden administration. I saw something this week that the Biden administration is actually holding closed door talks with like CNN and MSNBC on how to report their policies. And you know, I love living in the United States where we have a free and open media, a free and open press that is a lot less repressive than, say, you know, North Korea, where they have state media. You know, I think that we're lucky to not have state media in the United States where we have a free and open press. They're just told exactly how to report on the administration's policies in closed door meetings with the administration.
Yeah, these socialist countries, they control their media and then they prop up major figures in their media who eventually become politicians who perpetuate the cycle of this media politics interaction. But I live in America where something like that could never happen. I love the presidents we've had, such as Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan, who stood up to people who may as well have just been TV actors trying to get into politics.
Yeah, my favorite, there was just like a news article recently that's about how Kamala Harris doesn't like using Bluetooth headphones because she thinks they're a security risk. So she uses wired headphones instead. And then there's like this tweet about it where they have all these pictures of her with like tangled up headphones. I don't really know what conclusion I'm supposed to draw. I feel like they're just like making fun of her for having shitty headphones or something.
Well, did you guys see the thing where the anti-work people from Reddit, who I'm still not convinced have necessarily good politics, but
they have excellent politics.
I'm
a moderator on that subreddit.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I wish.
They've been like airdropping or otherwise like connecting to the unsecured ports that receipt printers at places like Starbucks and Taco Bell and shit use, and printing propaganda for the workers there to read on those things.
That sounds great.
I did see that. It's very cool. Yeah.
It's pretty fucking badass. And my question is, like, do you think there was some anti-work person who was just tweeting the quit your job manifesto into Kamala Harris's Bluetooth like earpiece?
She was just like, had to listen to it all
after a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just being read by the TikTok voice.
I'm the last proponent of Kamala Harris. you guys know this, but she's right.
There's a big list of proponents of Kamala Harris, and you're at the bottom of the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I know you guys are all big fans of Kamala, but right, because Bluetooth is really bad. Bluetooth technology has never been good. Stop putting it in everything. What is wrong with wires?
Yeah, if Bluetooth technology is so good, why is there a delay between me seeing the lips move on my phone and me hearing the voice speak in my Bluetooth earbuds, huh?
If Bluetooth is so good, why is there no Bluetooth 2? Or, I mean, there is Bluetooth 2, but why are there no Bluetooths 3, 4, 5, etc.?
Yeah, three blue, behind. Three toothiest.
That's right.
You know, Todd, there is a post from 4 hours ago pinned in r/anti-work that says wanted new mods. So maybe your dream could come true.
Oh my God.
We're going
to
make...
Do you think I would have to submit a resume to get a job as the moderator of anti-work?
Yeah. And probably commit to actually moderating for X number of hours a week, which honestly... goes against everything you stand for as a principled anti-worker.
Yeah, that's right. This is interesting. They say you should be aligned with the ethos of anti-work. The history of anti-work has a strong anarchist tradition, and while we won't require you to be an anarchist, like, be aware that the further away you are ideologically, the more skeptical we're going to be. I hate when I get required to be an anarchist. That's what Joe Biden says when he's hiring people to work at the White House. Like, no.
They should have,
you gotta be anarchist.
I should become a moderator on that subreddit and have them like be like, oh yeah, I've been a guest on a bunch of episodes of shows that were literally just about Max Stirner, a guy who famously told you to tell anyone and everyone to fuck off.
I think that it's a honeypot. I mean, it's gotta be a honeypot, because who would want to be a moderator of an anti-work subreddit?
Yeah,
and it's clearly a honeypot to get people who are like, well, I would like to do this work. It's like, got you.
Yeah,
this is the anti-work club.
It kind of feels like it has a little bit of Extinction Rebellion energy to it, just geared towards the American political sphere, which is like, there's a labor shortage. No, there's not. You just don't pay enough money, which is like, that second part is true, but it's just like a banal conversation at this point. And the State Department's like, I bet we can get in on this. I bet we can divert energy from people like forming unions and shit and make them be like, why don't you just hand out anti-work literature on a receipt printer? You know?
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with, like, I mean, it's like a big sub on Reddit, so I have to imagine that there's like...
Oh, come on. Everybody on Reddit is a big sub.
Hey, there it is. Oh! We'll be a week. Boom, got him. They're Reddit and Soid.
Yeah, taken down.
Not me.
Savage wrecked.
I am not Reddit and Soy. I am Twitter and Chad.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm TikTok and almond milk.
Yummy.
But yeah, I mean, like this, it definitely feels like it sort of is like in line with how I assume a lot of this kind of movement is happening in America, that like a lot of people have, you know, very genuine and explicit grievances with how their lives are set up, and then a very, you know, lacking political education or a lack of a language to sort of articulate like solutions or how they feel about it or whatever. So you're going to end up with sort of like basic stuff like this and receipt printing and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're going to all be like, we're all not working at McDonald's on December 27th. And it's like, most of you don't even work at McDonald's.
That was
most of you are teenagers who don't have jobs. Like,
one of the things that came out of anti-work was that, like, boycott working at McDonald's until they pay $25 an hour.
Oh, that was just from like that sub?
Thought, but that's
it's not
going to
reach enough people.
That's not how this works.
Yeah, you can't mobilize like that. That's not base building. That's not like support building.
You don't organize the people running. That don't work there.
Yeah, you that's just Naruto running at Area 51.
That's
Let's
right.
be real. Yeah. And I guess on that note, we're going to Naruto run out of here. This has been your beep beep for the week. I think one of us said
that.
Why
did you say weak twice?
Ages ago.
Were you doing a bit?
And it stuck with me. I'm trying to get my Stitcher Broadcast Radio Podcast Network voice going and start doing more McElroy brother style bits.
Oh, God. No.
Is that the kind of bits they do? I never really listen to their stuff at all.
I have no idea.
I'm biting down on the cyanide tooth that I had installed instead of a filling.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine I would like their stuff, but I don't know. I bet there's like some of it that's kind of charming. Like they can't have gotten this far.
I like Monster Factory, where one of them, I don't know their names, where one of them makes like opens up games and uses the character creation screen to make horrifying things. And that's pretty fun, but the rest of it is pretty flat.
I mean, that's news you can use. Everyone could you know, stand to learn how to make a horrifying creature in Madden or something.
Exactly. Well, I'm about to go roll a horrifying joint, and by horrifying, I mean foot and a half long, because it's been a long day of podcasting and calling in sick to work.
All right. Beep on, y'all. Peace out.
Bye, guys. See you in the Discord. There. Check out our Patreon. Listen to our other shows. You know all the stuff.
That's right.
Goodbye.
Go, you know the thing.
Yeah, go, you know the thing.
That's right.